This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the tradition of Mahakumbh has been reinvigorating India's national consciousness for thousands of years, showing new ways to the country and society. Mr. Modi said, this time the Mahakumbh of this kind came after 144 years and has given the message of a new chapter in India's development journey. He said, the message is of Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi penned down these thoughts in a blog shared yesterday. The Prime Minister said, as a citizen, he prays that we draw new inspiration from the memories of our ancestors and saints. He called upon people to make unity our guiding principle and work with the understanding that service to the nation is service to the divine. The Prime Minister said, people from every region, including abroad, caste and ideology were one in the Mahakumbh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Jahane Khusro 2025 at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi today. The Grand Sufi Music Festival is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. It is being held from today to 2nd March. The festival is bringing together artists from across the world to celebrate the legacy of Amir Khusro. Prime Minister has been a strong proponent of promoting the diverse art and culture of the country. Organized by the Rumi Foundation, the festival will celebrate its 25th anniversary this year. During the festival, Prime Minister will also visit the TEH Bazaar, the exploration of the handmade that will feature one district, one product crafts and other various exquisite artifacts from across the country, short films on handicrafts and handlooms, among others. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath announced that the state government will provide an additional bonus of 10,000 rupees to the sanitation and health workers who continuously provided their services in the Mahakumbh. The Chief Minister interacted with the sanitation, health, bus operators and policemen associated with Mahakumbh in Prayagraj yesterday. Mr. Yogi also honoured the employees who made the Mahakumbh a success. He announced that 16,000 rupees per month will be given to the sanitation and health workers who do not receive the minimum wage. This amount will be sent to their accounts through DBT. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the Ayush sector. In the meeting, the Prime Minister emphasized the sector's significant contributions in promoting preventive healthcare, boosting rural economies through medicinal plant cultivation, and enhancing the country's global standing as a leader in traditional medicine. He highlighted the sector's resilience and growth, noting its increasing acceptance worldwide and its potential to drive sustainable development and employment generation. He also emphasized the need to promote holistic and integrated health and standard protocols for yoga, naturopathy and the pharmacy sector. The meeting was attended by Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra and other senior officials. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he appreciates Ms. von der Leyen's thoughts on re-energizing India's engagement with Europe. He said the wide-ranging participation of Indian ministers and EU College of Commissioners during this visit stands testimony to the importance placed on deeper India-EU ties. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena attended the 10th India International Dance and Music Festival Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam in New Delhi yesterday. BJP President and Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda arrived in Bhubaneswar yesterday for a two-day visit to Odisha. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall and snowfall in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and its adjoining areas today. Light to moderate rainfall is also expected in Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Punjab and Haryana today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.